Chapter 1. All Millie had ever wanted was to be a good wife. A domestic goddess slash world's wife number one type good wife. The kind of wife her husband pined for all day long. The kind of wife he rushed home to every night because she'd make them a home so very beautiful, even those TV serial homes would seem like plastic replicas. A home filled with love and laughter and the aroma of perfectly spiced food, which she would serve out of spotless stainless steel vessels, dressed in simple yet elegant clothes, while making funny yet smart conversation. Because when she put her mind to it, she really could dress all tip-top. As for her smart opinions, well, she did know when to express them, no matter what her grandmother said. Professor Tiwari had even called her uniquely insightful in his letter of recommendation. God bless the man. He'd coaxed her to pursue higher education, and even Mahatma Gandhi himself had said an educated woman made a better wife and mother. So here she was, with the blessings of her teacher and Gandhiji, melting into the baking pavement outside the American consulate in Mumbai, waiting in line to get her visa so she could get on with said higher education. Now, if only her nose would stop dripping for one blessed second. It was terribly annoying, this nose-running business she was cursed with. Her personal little pre-cry warning, just in case she was too stupid to know that tears were about to follow. She squeezed the tip of her nose with the scarf draped across her shoulders, completely ruining her favorite pink salwar suit, and stared at the two couples chattering away over her head. She absolutely would not allow herself to cry today. So what if she was sandwiched between two models of newly wedded bliss? So what if the sun burned a hole in her head? So what if guilt stabbed at her insides like bullhorns? Everything had gone off like clockwork, and that had to be a sign that she was doing the right thing, right? She had woken up at 3 that morning and taken the 3:30 fast train from Borivali to Charni Road Station to make it to the visa line before 5. It had been a shock to find 50-odd people already camped out on the concrete sidewalk outside the high consulate gates. But after she got here, the line had grown at an alarming rate, and now a few hundred people snaked into an endless queue behind her. And that's what mattered. Her grandma did always say, "Look at those beneath you, not those above you." Millie turned from the newlywed couple in front of her to the newlywed couple behind her. The bride giggled at something her husband said, and he looked like he might explode with the joy the sound brought him. Millie yanked a handkerchief out of her mirror-work sack bag and jabbed it into her nose. Oh, there was no doubt they were newlyweds. It wasn't just the henna on the women's hands, or the bangles jangling on their arms from their wrists to their elbows. It was the way the wives fluttered their lashes when they looked up at their husbands, and all those tentative little touches. Millie sniffed back a giant sob. The sight of the swirling henna patterns and the sunlight catching the glass bangles made such longing tear through her heart that she almost gave up on the whole nose-squeezing business and let herself bawl. Not that all the longing in the world was ever going to give Millie those bridal henna hands or those bridal bangles. Her time for that had passed. 20 years ago, when she was all of 4 years old, and she had no memory of it. None at all. She blew into the hanky so hard, both brides jumped.
"You okay?"
bride number one asked, her sweet tone at odds with the repulsion on her face.
"You don't look too good,"
bride number two added, not to be outdone. Both husbands preened at their wives' infinite kindliness.
"I'm fine,"
Millie sniffed from behind the hanky pressed to her nose.
"Must be catching a cold."
Both couples took a quick step back. Getting sick would put quite a damper on all that shiny, fresh, newly weddedness. Good. She was sick of all that talk over her head. Being just a smidge less than 5 feet tall did not make her invisible. The four of them exchanged meaningful glances. The couple behind her smiled.